All right, so here we are, Worldwide Live through BBS Radio online. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible. We have the phone line still open. This is a simulcast with a conference call. We have a bunch of people on the line already, and every time you hear a ding, that's somebody else joining in. Now, welcome all those online, and we had more people join in here on the call. Please, if you have a chance, say your name and location.
This is Wynn.
Hey, Wynn. Welcome.
I'm on the astral plane.
All right. Flying high.
I was going to say, don't drop anything.
I welcome those who just joined in. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Stephanie. Right now I'm in Los Angeles.
Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Stephanie, where were you before you were in L.A.?
I'm in Silver Lake neighborhood.
So you live in Silver Lake?
No, I'm traveling here for business. So I live in Washington State.
Oh, okay.
So I come back and forth about every week.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for being here, Stephanie. More people join in. If you want to, please say your name and location. All right. Well, I'll be glad you're here. You can stay in the background. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Good evening.
Hey, Don, you're asking more tough questions.
Uh-oh. Did you say ask two versions of that?
No. You're asking more tough questions.
Okay. I sent in two versions. I don't know if you know that or not. It's the same
versions?
Question. I generalized. I want the more generalized version, the second one.
I'm not sure. Did you send it again just recently?
Yeah, twice today.
I didn't...
Yeah, pretty recently.
Version 2.0.
I didn't catch that. That was addressed to me. Is that Joel saying something?
Wasn't me.
Yeah, I believe so. We have someone else joining in and welcome the person. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Nancy in Michigan here.
Hello, Nancy. Welcome to the call.
Thanks so much, guys. Hope everybody is well.
I believe so. Thanks for being here. And welcome to the next caller. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Good evening, hi.
Sorry.
Somebody from Sedona. Who's that? I thought a lady from Sedona, am I correct?
Diane in Minnesota.
In Minnesota, hello, Diane. Welcome to the call.
Hey.
Welcome to the call. And I believe I heard Eric.
Yes, hi. It's Eric in Santa Fe.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. So welcome.
Eric, did you find a place to live in Santa Fe?
I do. Well, actually, I live a little bit north in a little village called Suzuki, which is only about 5 minutes. Suzuki, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really nice up here in the forest.
Somebody sent me an email and said they were subletting their place in San Jose for a couple months.
Oh.
But you're not interested. You're settled. Good.
Thank you for thinking.
All right, so it is 6:00, 6:01, actually. I'm going to turn off the times.
Do we have Terrier?
Oh, no.
I'm here.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Terry. I win.
Hi,
Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello,
hey,
Terry.
Terry.
Hey, Wynn.
Terry.
This is Don.
Terry,
after I asked that question, I read a little farther and I saw we're kind of addressing that a few pages further as I got into the book more. So that's still an interesting question.
I'll go look up the questions that came in the email.
Okay.
See if it's there. Okay.
Is Chris here?
Yeah, it's Chris.
All right, Chris. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Ice. Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Chris.
Chris, are you feeling healthy today?
I'm feeling healthy. I'm a little sore. I'm still a little sore where they took that tube out, but I'm still all right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get off the painkillers, man. It's...
Oh, we're thinking about you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Is Wanda here? I just caught on.
Hi, Wanda.
This is Wanda from Saskatchewan.
Hello, Wanda. Welcome to the call.
Hello. Tonight I'm driving and listening to the call. Tonight I bring up furnace parts.
All
right. Gets cold in Canada.
The furnace.
Where's Ariel? Is Ariel here?
Nope.
I didn't get her usual desperate plea before the call for the number.
Something's never changed, Wynn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the same as I was doing.
Oh, this phone's about to die. I got to call it on my cell phone. Let me see.
I got to go on speakerphone. It's illegal to be driving and talking.
That's safe, Wanda.
It would be a good idea to be very careful while driving with this kind of energy coming in.
That's for sure. That's for sure. I'm in swift current right now.
There's not much traffic on the roads up there, is there?
No, yeah, not
why
tonight.
Never mind.
And when I didn't even get the email thing, I had to look up. I had to go look up on my own little thing. I didn't get an email.
Keep in mind, the Weekly Digest has all the numbers connected to that.
Yeah, yeah. I think Gwen does that to me on purpose sometimes.
I received it in time. Let's see.
I didn't get to email my question, re-email it. I was trying to, but I ran out of time.
I received my email 28 minutes before the hour, so.
Yeah.
Vin, are you still present over here?
The wrong line.
Or he's flying high.
Flying high again, Ozzy Osbourne song.
Let's see.
Flying high again.
Carola in Okotoks.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Oh, hello, Carola. I'm on the Trans-Canada in Swift Current where you were born. Yeah, I'm in Swift Current right now, and I'm just heading to Tim Hortons for another coffee.
That sounds
They have Tim Hortons. That must be a chain. They have that in New York.
It's the best coffee in Canada.
a Canadian firm, aren't they?
Yes, it is. He was a hockey player.
Wow.
Well, that qualifies him to open up a chain of coffee shops, huh? Okay, hang on.
As much as anybody.
There's donut right. Shop, okay?
With qualified Starbucks.
Aren't Tim Horton, isn't that a donut shop?
Yeah. And coffee. Cool.
Yeah, can't have donuts without coffee.
That's
right.
Amen.
Yeah, just ask the cops.
Right. There's a lot of them there somewhere, right.
is that Dwayne?
Dwayne was here earlier. He joined in.
Are you there, Dwayne? It's been pretty quiet. He's probably not here.
No, my cell phone.
That's Chris.
Now, you said you would know where he was if we tell you the rabbit. Something about the rabbit?
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, he said, it's this question
would
from
know, that. Wynn would know where that is. Where
well,
I
I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to answer that phone call because that's a negative person that's calling me. One of the old people.
It's the old after family. Six, folks.
That always happens when I get on this call now. The negative people call on my cell phone, but that's what happens.
All right. Marilyn?
Yeah.
Here is Dwayne. He asked me to ask about a rabbit. I said, I'm not going to ask Elohim about a rabbit. And then he sent me another email. When you talk to Marilyn pre-show, tell her you have a gut feeling she has an email. When she returns, she will then ask you what it is. And answer is ham radio rabbit. Have fun with it.
Wonderland.
Okay.
What?
All right. Well, let's move on.
Okay.
All right. Take it away.
We did it.
Hello again. I'm back again.
Okay.
Lost to Trans-Canada, and that's what happened.
Where's it? We have one.
Ready to start recording?
I'm just putting one more question.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here. We're having a kind of a slow start today, and we'll be kicking off.
Right, it's 6:09. Okay. You know what? Thank you. All of you realize, some of you realize, that nothing really happens on this line. It's like a space of nothingness where we ask questions. But the real aspect of it is in the zone. Oh, my God, what am I saying? The zone, not the questions. So if you're listening on the Internet, just be patient with us, because this is all part of putting energies together and creating a group energy. And I think of creating a group energy, it's like it seems like it's really far out. It's like, how do you do that?
We don't think yet, Vin, right?
I'm not recording yet, you know. It's actually quite simple. All you have to do...
Before you start, move your microphone a little bit away from you.
Is that better?
Keep talking.
Hello, 1-2-1-2.
Yeah, good.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, we're going to start recording. And let's see. Everyone's muted.
This conference is being recorded.
This is March 19th, 2014. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona. Hives in Nogalia. That, Nogalia. Who ever heard of Nogalia? Is that an Indian name, Hives?
It's from, I guess, the old Latin. It stands for cottages.
Cottages?
Yes.
There's a lot of cottages in Nogalia?
Yes, they used when they've been there. The gold rush. That's how it got formed over here.
Pretty cool. I see.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a bunch of questions for tonight. And sometimes I don't do a precursor to this, but whether I do or I don't, all channels information, including ours, should never be blindly followed. And questions that are for a particular person may or may not be the right answer for you. It may not even be the right answer for them. Everything has to be applied to your own discernment. And when you channel, as we've said in different times, when you bring in messages from other dimensions, there's a possibility of bleed through from the channel's mind. Also, there's certain, Carla, if you ever read the raw material, oftentimes they would ask a question and they would say, we can't answer this directly because it would violate the distortions of the channel. So if the channel has certain rigidness or belief system, then the scope of the answer might be compressed so it doesn't so it doesn't challenge the belief system of the channel. Now, Terry doesn't have that many belief systems, or neither do I, but nonetheless, if there's any in there, that can be an issue. And of course, the third thing is that it's possible for a negative source to come through. And in our realm, the prevalence of negative sources coming through channelings is extremely widespread. And it's very tricky because a negative source can look positive. And you have to watch that over a period of time. Usually, at some level, there's some kind of disempowerment going on, or them saying, we're going to save you, or they're saying things that create fear. And so all these answers that we come up tonight, I don't think we get negative sources. I don't know if we ever have, but I don't think we do, because we're pretty positively intended here. And when somebody starts channeling and making a living on it, oftentimes that's an opening for a negative source, because then they want to always come through for people, and they want to be important, and they want to say the things that cause people to spend money. And it's, you know, it's kind of self-conscious, but when that occurs, it can create a negative source taking charge over it. So in that case, we're going to go to our invocation. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in a flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection for all those willing to participate in that. And while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Give me a minute. I had to close the door. So, to get silence here. Okay. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we orient to this new location, Sedona, from the other places we have channeled. And we take a look at Earth. And we focus. We focus in. And when one is working to send healing energy to someone, it has a number of steps. One of the steps is to ask for help. Another step is then to focus upon the person that you wish the help to go to. Direct the helping energy. We are pleased to be with each and every one of you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. You know, it's interesting how on a given week we have oftentimes similar questions from different people. So I'm going to ask these two questions together. One of them is from Carolyn in Alaska, and the other is from Sean and she didn't give his address. Where's Cindy? Okay. Carolyn's question is, when people pray to God, who are they praying to? And the other, and John's question is, when I pray the Our Father or Lord's Prayer, who hears my prayer? Does the Creator hear me, the Elohim? The Bible tells us that Jesus taught us to pray this prayer. Did he give us this prayer to help us connect with God or the correct source or something else? Thank you for your guidance. I send you love and my humble gratitude. And that is from Sean.
Thank you. Give us a moment. I'm going out of the chimney mood because I hear something in the kitchen. Maybe it's outside. Maybe it's the birds. Okay. It seems quiet. All right. I'll get back into the meditation. This is a very interesting question, because when you focus, when you pray, if you focus, you can focus on the Elohim, us. You can focus on God, the all that is. Give us a moment. There's noises in the kitchen. This is curious. I need really quiet. Sometimes the quail come up to the window and they peck at the window. But that wasn't the quail, so I turned off the noises. Right. Let me get back into the channeling mode.
You want me to bring the light in again, Terry?
It's here.
It's here. Okay.
When you pray, you direct your prayer depending upon who you see as the one that can come in and connect with you. Some people direct their prayer to Allah, some people to Jesus, some people to Christ, some people to God. Some people direct their prayer to the universe in general, and they ask for whatever help is out there to come in. And there are different ceremonies. There are different cultures. And they direct their prayers to a specific group. Some direct the prayers to their guides, to their angelic guides. Help is out there, and it depends upon, one, who you direct your prayer to. And we say who, but we do not mean a person. God is all that is, and God is outside of space and time. So God, when you say Father, then you may kids, Christ consciousness, the Trinity, the Father part of the Trinity, which is a part of the Godhead, you may go deeper and you may get the God, God, the all that is. And you may go outside of space and time to contact the God of all, the ultimate creator. During history, us Elohim have been known as God at various times. We do not look at ourselves as God. We are merely caretakers of the realm and creators of the realm, using the techniques and using the laws that have been set up by the ultimate creator, the one infinite creator. Does this help?
Yes. When a person uses a name, how important is the name as opposed to the intent of the person? In other words, perhaps there's an Elohim soul in this realm, and they happened to be brought up, and the name they used was Allah. Would they tend to get Allah, or would there's a chance they would get the Elohim?
It depends on the intent of the person. And if the intent is to bring through the higher soul group, it does not matter the name. It is the intent that matters. If you do an experiment just within your daily life where you intend one thing, totally intend it, but you say another thing, you will see that sometimes the person gets what you intend, not what you have said. It is not the name that matters. It is the intent. Thank you.
Okay. Now, we have a question. We have a number of people asking questions about the plane that disappeared and the situation in the Ukraine. And I'm going to just leave it open-ended how you would like to answer that.
Thank you. These are very important issues right now. Two issues could be tied together. If you just look at the facts, you have the issue in Ukraine and Crimea, and you have the U.S. attempting to achieve a certain result there, and you have the Russians. The Russians in Ukraine, the people in Ukraine speak Russian, the people in Crimea speak Russian largely, and they are tied to Russia. You have an attempted intervention by the U.S. to bring Ukraine into the European Union. We see, as you look in the area of oil and the benefit that the U.S. would get by having Ukraine be more aligned with the West, and it's a part on pipelines, oil pipelines through the area. We see a statement by such as McCain indicating that Ukraine is nothing but a gas station, and then tie that to the potential for oil in connection with the West in Ukraine. We see that this is a dangerous situation. And then we look at the plane. The plane has taken everyone, not everyone, but has taken a majority of the news of the world focused on the plane. The plane has not been found in the water. The plane, we see the plane is still above ground, still intact, and that it could be a potential use for research for the war, nefarious purposes, to back someone's political position. And we see that prayers are needed during this situation, that the events can disalign between the plane and Ukraine, the events can begin to take on their own resonance instead of being connected. And that the, as we speak slowly, and we see connections dissolving. To put things into perspective, prayers are needed at this point, as there are negative features apparent at this time that would bring war. So we, as we're speaking, put the dissolution, dissolving of connections, bringing the purposes of the different groups of individuals, that is, the people that have taken over the plane, bringing them back to themselves, disconnecting them from the goal that they personally had, disconnecting, bringing it back to where they are and their own life, and having them, asking them to reconsider. And then the larger group, having them question and reconsider. And then the people interested in intervening in Ukraine, having just take a look at their motivations and reconsider. We do put this out there and suggest prayers are in order. Those are comments.
Can we take a moment of silence and just put our energies into those prayers with you?
Yes.
Okay, next question. This is from Cleo in New Canaan, Connecticut. I'm trying to wrap my mind around the response Ra gave to the question of who goes where as we enter the fourth density. I'm not sure if it was Ra from the incarnation of Edgar Cayce or from the Ra town of Carla. Ra said that harvestable entities of positive polarity will remain in this planetary influence, but not upon this plane. Harvestable entities of negative polarity going to another fourth density planet and unharvestable entities going to another third density planet. Please explain the difference between harvestable entities of positive polarity and harvestable entities of negative polarity. I'm not going to make a comment here because I had that question to Father Ruckert some time ago, and what she said was that it has to do with having your heart chakra open, and it's possible for a service self being to have a heart chakra open, but it has to do with loving themselves, and it doesn't have to do with being a service to others. That was her answer to that question. But that being said, let me turn it over to our sources and see what they have to say.
Thank you. One is harvestable. That means they, within themselves, are able to move into a higher density. They are open to it. They have the potential to move. Unharvestable ones do not have the potential or the desire even to move to the higher light. When one has the ability to move to the higher light, they can be positive, which is easier, but they can also be largely negative. And this seems unlikely perhaps to some, but they have the will to move through all of the gateways, all of the blockages, and to penetrate through to a higher density. And this is allowed because of their love for themselves, which gives them thrust and drive and impetus to move into the fourth density. Does this help?
Yes, but the further question is the scenario that there's actually going to be two planets or two Earths, two fourth density Earths, one positive or one negative, or will the positive and the negative end up on the same place?
The positive and the negative will end up in the same place. However, because of the positivity and the negativity, they will tend to isolate into groups, and the negative will have a harder time, and the time the negative will have will get harder and harder as they go up the ladder, because it takes some duplicity to be negative. If one is negative, then they do not exactly want to tell everyone that they are negative, because then the others will shun them and stay away. So there takes some duplicity to be able to maneuver, and this duplicity will ultimately separate them and cause them eventually to realize that if they wish to be a part of the whole, they need to give up their negativity.
Thank you. Question. Eric Sofield just is mentioning that he's settling in San Jose. He just got there 3 days ago, and he just asked that he send love light to his job interview tomorrow. And that's not exactly a question, but we'll just put that out.
Thank you. We have done this now.
Okay. And next question is from, hang on, from Don Herman. And he has, on page 219 of The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, David Wilcock channels, "You've got to listen to your own inner voice. Nothing else will do." To make this question personal, why do I have so much difficulty in discerning my higher inner voice? That's Don Herman.
Thank you. You help other influences in your sphere. And when you tune, you need to tune out the other influences. These other influences are genetic, the track, the genetic, actual physical genetic track, the teachings of your parents, which do train, put you into their frame of mind, sometimes unconsciously, as if it is much a part of you and your belief systems. The othernesses in society, the thoughts of others that waft through your space, consensus reality that is not always apparent, but is assumed. Observation is one of the the base because check this out. When a thought comes through, see if you resonate with it. And if you don't, just let it disintegrate, let it go on by. Thoughts can not only come from consensus reality or from the neighbors or from other telepathic beings. They can be projected from Project Blue Tube, from a satellite, or from other magical, mystical sources. Finding your own sense, your own self, is one of the most important things that you can do, and then you can find a big sigh of relief. This was not yours. That was not yours. That thought was not yours. And you can remain or become knowledgeable of your own higher self, that you are brilliant, that you know the way, that you sense the way. And once you discard the unwanted, you become more and more you. And it is a beautiful treasure.
Thank you. This is from Marilyn in Pittsburgh. Last night when I was in bed, something touched me on the back, near my left shoulder. It was definitely something as noticeable as the human touch would feel. I did not feel either love or fear from it, but I opened my eyes and turned round to check it out, and I saw nothing. I am wondering if it was negative or positive, as I generally feel a little chill than a loving vibration. I feel a light touching, and it's usually around my head and much softer. Can your sources tell me what this was? And should I allow myself to be open to it or tell it to stop? Thank you.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We see, do not get too lovey-dovey or friendly or cuddle up to it, but to simply, not with words, but with loving firmness, to see it keeping its distance and finding its own path, its own way. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, here's another dream question. I have a question for the Elohim. I have experienced out-of-body experiences and lucid dreaming since I was a very small child. This to the point where I always look forward to sleep and otherworldly travels. The only drawback for me is what I call crash landings. I nearly always return to my body with a horrible sense of dread and borderline panic, a feeling of falling to mud or sludge. It only lasts for a moment to open my eyes, but it is disturbing nonetheless. I have been able to determine certain pre-birth agreements and rarely complain about operations of this density. No one ever said it would be easy. I would, however, appreciate any tips on navigation between realms. I thank you, all of those now connected and future wanderers. Kind regards and best bright blessings, and that's from Philippi in Los Angeles.
Thank you. When you are between the sleep and the wake state, we recommend that you keep a diary by your bed and to fight those feelings in the muddy, slush mud, crash landing. Just write those phrases in there of what you feel. And as you get more and more phrases in your book, see if it makes a pattern. Also, when you go to sleep, ask that you can no more get some learning dreams about how to handle the transition when you are moving back to your body and awakening. It is a lower density, and dreams can be very heightening, delightful, lightening. And just like moving into an answer place. So see what you can observe more about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Question from Hives. And he asks, when I see chemtrails in the sky, I ask for love light to surround it and to disarm it. Is this the most effective way for nullification when being at the spot? And I'll add to this has been adding, is there anything else that we can do? And is it possible to disarm or neutralize whatever negative effects chemtrails might have? Thank you.
You can also ask your body to eliminate the effects of chemtrails, the aluminum, the barium, to have your body change the codes so that they do not catch on and block the brain and various systems in the body, but that they can slide on off, move on out.
So,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I thought you were finished. Okay.
The chemtrails are changing the environment, putting more aluminum in the soil. And another thing that you might wish to do is ask in your prayers that there can be a hearing or an opening up of consciousness to what these chemtrails are doing, and that this can be changed at the level that has authority to change the dropping of the chemtrails.
Thank you. Okay, I think we have time for one more question. And the question is from, let's see, this one's too long. We don't have time for this one. Those of you who are sending questions, it's good if you try to laser your question so it's like down to three sentences. Sometimes I know that's not easy because you want to make the point of the experience. Okay, Dave and Mesa, so we have our last question tonight. I have three cats that I think passed away in a fire in 2001, December 17th, I believe. They were Bubba, Michael, and Soldiers. They were in Ben's arms and jumped out when he hit the front door. Did they make it out alive, or did they go back into the burning house? No trace of the bodies were ever found in the rubble. Thank you, David Mesa.
Thank you. We take a look one at a time. Let's see, the first one did not burn, but got trapped and did not get discovered. And passed on. Let's see, the second one did not make it. And the third one did not make it. We do not see that they made it out up there.
Thank you. So we have another minute. Let's just take a moment of silence, of putting our energies together and blessing our planet for peace, compassion,
we wish to say prayers concerning the Ukrainian situation and prayers concerning the missing flight, to render the missing flight harmless. Really important. Thank you.
Thank you. So we'll focus on that. Okay, on that note, we will bring this session to a close. I thank all of you for being here and supporting this work, all of you who are listening on the internet, and we'll see many of you Sunday. Many people say our Sunday calls are our most powerful calls, particularly from the aspect of putting our intents and our prayers into the universe. So, happy Thursday tomorrow, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your conference recording has stopped.